Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 13, 3-6. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3-6. Since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me, he is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him in our dealings with you. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. My theme for reflection is the courage to examine the heart. The courage to examine the heart. A mechanic once told a customer something surprising. The man had brought his car for a routine check and insisted everything was fine. "It drives well," he said confidently. The mechanic smiled and replied, "That may be true, but the only way to know the condition of the engine is to look under the hood." Most of us prefer to assume things are working well, especially when life appears smooth. Yet real wisdom sometimes requires the courage to pause, examine, and ask whether things are truly as healthy as they seem. In 2 Corinthians 13:3-6, the Apostle Paul invites the church into exactly that kind of honest examination. Some believers in Corinth had begun questioning Paul's authority and wondering whether Christ truly spoke through him. Instead of defending himself through arguments alone, Paul turns the question back to them. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. The problem Paul addresses is subtle but serious. It is easier to judge others than to examine ourselves. The Corinthians were evaluating Paul while overlooking the deeper issue of their own spiritual condition. Lent exposes this same tendency in us. We often analyze the failures of others while neglecting the quiet work God wants to do within our own hearts. Paul reminds them that Christ's power does not always appear impressive to the world. Jesus Christ himself seemed weak at the cross, yet through the resurrection God revealed his true power. What appeared like defeat became the very means of salvation. The same pattern shapes Christian life. Weakness can become the place where God's strength is revealed. Kierkegaard once observed that the most common form of despair is not being who you are. Yet perhaps the deeper question for us today is this: how often do we spend more energy analyzing the failures of others than examining the state of our own hearts? Paul's words to the Corinthians confront this tendency precisely. The believers there were busy questioning Paul's authority, weighing his credibility and judging his ministry. Yet Paul quietly turns the lens back toward them. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. It is a striking move. Instead of defending himself endlessly, Paul invites them to consider a more uncomfortable possibility, that the greater issue may not lie outside them, but within them. Is this not also our habit? We easily diagnose what is wrong with society, with politics, with the church, or with the behavior of others. We can quickly name hypocrisy, injustice, or moral failure when we see it in someone else. But how often do we pause long enough to ask whether the same seeds might be present in our own hearts? How often do we accuse others of pride while overlooking our own? Or condemn dishonesty while quietly justifying the small distortions in our own lives? Paul's challenge cuts through this instinct. Before we question the faith of others, he says, we must first test our own. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? Faith is not simply a claim we make about ourselves. It is a living reality in which Christ gradually reshapes our desires, our repentance, and our love. The question is not whether we can identify the failures of others, but whether the life of Christ is truly taking root within us. This is why Lent matters. Lent is not primarily a season for diagnosing the sins of the world. It is a season for examining the heart. It invites us to stand quietly before God and ask difficult questions. Where have I been blind to my own faults? Where have I been quick to accuse and slow to repent? Where might God be calling me to change? Scripture helps us interpret this inward turn. In Galatians 2:20, Paul writes, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The Christian life begins when we stop defending ourselves and allow Christ to transform us from within. Yet there is good news in this self-examination. The one who searches our hearts is not merely a judge, but a redeemer. The Christ who appeared weak upon the cross now lives in resurrection power. And when his life dwells within us, that power quietly reshapes our character, teaching us humility where there was pride, honesty where there was self-deception, and compassion where there was judgment. So Paul's question remains before us. Have we examined ourselves? For when we do, we may discover that the deepest transformation God desires is not first in the world around us, but in the quiet places of our own hearts. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you examine your life honestly, where do you see evidence of Christ's transforming presence? Number two, are there areas of your life where you have avoided self-examination because the truth might be uncomfortable? And now our practical exercise for today. Set aside 10 minutes in quiet prayer today. 10 minutes. That's a long time, but you can do that. 10 minutes in quiet prayer. Slowly read 2 Corinthians 13, 3-6 and ask God to reveal one area of your life that needs renewal. Write it down, confess it honestly, and ask Christ to reshape that part of your heart. Lord Jesus Christ, you who appeared weak upon the cross yet triumphed in resurrection power, search our hearts in this Lenten season. Give us the courage to examine ourselves honestly and the humility to receive your transforming grace. Where our faith is shallow, deepen it. Where our hearts resist truth, soften them. May your life dwell richly within us so that our words, actions, and love reflect your presence in the world. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.